continuing in Siman Chof Aleph, up to Sif Beis, says the Mechaber, Taliso Shel Mitzvah Shebolu, if you have the actual beged now that is wearing out, Adam Bodel Atzmehen, a person should separate himself from them. He should not use them for whatever he wants. Ve'eino Mutter L'Kaneach Atzmo Bohem, he's not allowed to clean himself with them. Ve'lo L'Yachid Osam L'Tashmish Hamaguna, and you should not use them specifically for a negative or a disgraceful purpose. Elazorkam Vehim Kolim. You can throw them away in the garbage and let them be destroyed on their own. But you shouldn't actively destroy them, since they once had mitzvah status. They still have chashivas to them. This is something to keep in mind, even for the begadim. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes points out. He quotes the Prima Gadim that even after the strings of a talis rip off, you shouldn't turn them into michnasayim. Michnasayim doesn't mean dafka pants that you wear over your underwear. It means even underwear pants or underwear shorts or boxer shorts, whatever you call it. So it means, because that's really called maguna, that it used to be something that you wore on the upper body, and now it's something that's being worn to cover your erva. That's not acceptable for something that used to be a talis. All right, nowadays we don't do such things anyway. But even for a talis katan, he says you're not allowed to do it. Sifkat and Yibbeis says, in general, you can't, if the tzitzis are still on it, are you allowed to use the beged for a tashmish maguna? So that is a machlokas achronim, and he quotes that the taz is machmir, should not use them, meaning for any tashmish, even that's eno maguna, like cleaning your glasses or you know, just wiping your brow if it's a little sweaty. So that's not maguna, but he says you shouldn't do that. And that's the sheet of the Taz. Then in Sifkatan Yud Gimel, he points out when it says Zorkan, you're allowed to throw out the beged, he says that's even into the garbage. Okay. Sif Gimel, Mutter Likanes Betzitzios, or Betzitzis Levesa Kise. You're allowed to wear your tzitzis into the bathroom. Makol Shikin, Lishka Bahandishari. It says the Ramah that you're certainly allowed to sleep while wearing your tzitzis. However, there are those who've written that you should dafka not sleep in a beged that has tzitzis on it. Gam shelo litno lekoves eino yehudi lechaves, and you shouldn't give them over to a non-Jewish cleaner to launder them. V'hakol shelo yo mitzvos bezuyo salav, and the whole idea behind all of it is that you should not treat mitzvos as a disgrace. Ach noagin lahakel lishkav b'hen, but we are makel la'alacha that we do sleep in them. So a couple of ha'aris over here. We said that it's mutter to wear tzitzis into the bathroom. So Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yedalad points out, that's talking about a talis katan, but our talis gadol is a beged hamiyuchad l'tfila. And therefore, since it's beged hamiyuchad l'tfila, you should not wear it into the Beis HaKiseh. It says it's mutter to urinate in them, but I'm assuming he means not in a real full-fledged Beis HaKiseh. He says, what about the kittel that a person wears on Yom Kippur? He says, also, you should remove your kittel before entering the bathroom as well. I remember somebody once asked me that, Shaila, on Yom Kippur. So I jokingly answered, well, it depends. Are you allowed to wear that into the bathroom? It depends whether you wear your kittel to the Pesach Seder. Because if you wear it to the Pesach Seder, then it's not fully miyuchad l'tfila. You also wear it to eat a meal. But if it's something you don't wear to the Pesach Seder, it's only for Yom Kippur. So all you do on Yom Kippur is daven. Therefore, you shouldn't wear it into the bathroom. But the pashtus is, I think I saw quoted in the Mat Ephraim, that you don't wear it into the bathroom, regardless, even if it's not fully miyuchad l'tefila. And in Sifkat and Tezvav, he quotes from Narizal that al pi Kabbalah there is an inyan to sleep in your talis katan. So you shouldn't be meaning. I don't know if that's. Despite the fact that the Kolbo Shita and the Rishonim is to not sleep in the tzitzis at all, because it's considered bazui, but nevertheless, maybe that's alpi halacha, and this is alpi kabbal. I don't know how this stuff works, but lemaisa, that was the Shita of the Ariza. Okay, Siv Dalet, let's finish the simen. Yesh lizar kish adam lovish talis shelo yigror tzitziosav. When a person is wearing his talis, he should be careful not to drag them on the floor. There's two reasons. One, the obvious reason. One, the slightly less obvious reason. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches says, "Yesh mevorshim atam mishum bizui mitzvah." Some say it's because it's a disgrace to the mitzvah. It's extremely obvious, and slightly less obvious is that maybe they're going to become pusel drag them on the ground. So you should be careful. And he says you should loop them around your belt if you find them dragging on the ground, and that way they'll be safe.